It is so good to see you. Thank you. And it is so good to see the sunshine. And it will be so good if it actually does hit 77 degrees today. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer. Hey, we don't want... Did you bring it with you? You tried to? Real quickly, okay, next Saturday, before I forget and don't make the announcements later, okay, next Saturday will be the workshop, Bible, Bronze Age to Digital Age. Meet together at 9, go till probably 3 unless you all start gabbing and do what you did with the Jesus Revolution. We didn't get out of here until after 4 o'clock with that one. And it wasn't my fault. It was yours. Yeah, two of you I get to share the blame with. Yeah, we're upstairs. We'll be upstairs, okay? Because, yeah, that's work day. So if you aren't studying the Bible with me, you better be in this sanctuary changing ceiling tiles and lights. What a choice. What a choice. I'm sorry for being foolish. Thank you.
Like I have any say in it, you know? Good morning.
Good morning.
If you are able, please stand for the call to worship. Jesus, you conquered tears by your crying in the garden. You won out over pain by suffering torture at the hands of the ignorant and envious. You defeated death by dying on the cross. Comfort us now with the reminder of the resurrection. Teach us that tears, pain, and death do not ultimately win. Love and life are ultimately victorious. And please join me for the first hymn, 154, All Hail the Power.
Thank you.
And now, while you're still up, greet your brothers and sisters with a warm cheer. Please join me in our prayer to be with the Lord. Lord Jesus, be... Wait. Hold horses. I'm out of line.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Oops. You've been around me too long, girl. Woo!
I haven't had the bulletin in my hand.
Hey... When I'm really being self-protective, I have two or three bulletins, and I still mess up. Well, yes, and it was good. As we go into our ministry of prayer, one of the things that we were talking about at Sunday morning coffee was this. Prayer isn't just talking, it's listening. And I know that we have the longest minute in the service, and I know that it seems like it that minute takes forever. I'll give you a piece of advice. Let me keep track of the time. Okay? Otherwise... See, we don't have a clock here that ticks. Okay? My last parish, people would sit, okay, during the moments of silence and count the ticks of the clock. Okay? Mostly when they started, I wouldn't see their heads move. But after a while... Okay? As we go to prayer... We have folk that are experiencing health difficulties. Okay, some of those things are fixable. Some of them we're not sure yet. We have a number of people who are very consciously embracing their spiritual journey, and that will be wrapping up today. Keep them in our prayers. Keep each other in prayer. Okay? Generally, we don't say a whole lot about it to each other, but we all have a whole lot going on. Sometimes it's hard to see Jesus. Sometimes it helps if we remind people they're not alone, and we bring Jesus in us to be with them. Let's pray, shall we? Our blessed Jesus, thank you. You did the most important thing of all. You showed up. You decided to come here to be with us, to be like us. And to lead us home to Dad's house. You came with a message of how much God loves us. You invited us to experience that love and to love each other. It's so easy to be caught up in the stuff going wrong. It's so easy to get caught up in the stuff that isn't the way we want it to be. Oh Lord, we take this moment to simply be with you. You know all the needs that we have, the burdens we've brought with us this morning. And you reassure us that your yoke is easy and the burden is manageable. Oh Lord, you know those places where our hearts hurt. You know those places where people we love, people we know, are just struggling so badly. And the most important thing, oh Lord, that they need to know is that they are not alone because you're with them. And somehow, some way, you will see them through back to our Father's house. Oh Lord, there are times when we don't understand how patient you can be, how you can wait and put up with us. But we know, oh Lord, that you're waiting for that moment, that right moment, when the kingdom will come. It is for that kingdom we pray every time we join our voices together in the words you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you take a moment to listen to God in silence? For God will speak in turn during prayer. Amen.
Let's try this again. Please join me in the prayer to be with the Lord. Lord Jesus, be with us today wherever we deny your resurrection. Be with us whether the will of humankind crosses the will of God. You are both God and human. You stretched out on the cross, made of God's purpose and on our human rebellion. Be with us wherever the will to use violence crosses God's will for peace. Be it with us wherever lying and corruption cross God's will for truth. Be with us wherever greed and stinginess cross God's will for generosity. Be with us wherever we live for ourselves and cross God's will for us to live for others too. Be with us wherever ugliness and disease cross the will of God for beauty and wholeness. There let us find you, wounded by the cross, but risen from the dead. There let us and all your creation experience the transforming power of your resurrection. Give us the gift of new life that we can have because after your suffering and death, you left the tomb empty. Amen. And please stand, if able, for the Gloria Patri.
As was in the
Now, before you sit down, you get to pick the anthem. 361? 261. 261. See, you can't sit down for this one. Well sung. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, next time we sing that, y'all have to dance. Would the children come, please? You doing good? You back to school?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about to be in 7th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's a big move. Wow. Will you be happy to be done for the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard a yeah from a big person. So, are the big people making you crazy?
No.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of, maybe, sort of? Some yes, some no. Okay. You do. I don't have any socks. I am a Southerner. And shoes bother my feet. Socks bother my, and socks make the shoes bother my feet more. Your socks are cute. Yeah, I like the happy love socks. You got football socks? Yeah. Oh. Okay. It's not a giant piece of wood.
It's not?
No.
What?
Okay. My wife and I made a trip this week.
Okay.
Okay. Remember I talked to you about trying to keep memories, especially good memories? Okay. My wife grew up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. That's way up north. Okay. And she grew up in what's called Copper Country. Copper Country. And it's called Copper Country because underneath all the dirt and trees,
it's just got so much copper.
It's so much copper.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that's what copper looks like when it comes out of ground. This. Okay? And then the stone gets ground up. All right? And then what happens is the copper comes out of the stone and the copper gets taken to a furnace and it's melted and then they make all kinds of things out of it. Yes, it gets shaped. Okay. This is a good memory from my wife's past. What are your good memories? This is from her time when she was your age. Yes.
I had an aunt that passed away, and I kept it one in a single corner of her blanket and pillow next to each other.
Oh. Excellent. Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You got to know how to kick. You do. Now, sometimes it feels like we look like this. Okay. But what will happen in our lives is that God will somehow make us shiny bright. This is one step away from being shiny bright.
One step away. So one time I put like a really old penny in from like the 1980s.
A really old penny from the 1980s. Yes.
And they're extremely nice bright gray when they're. And it was. And before it just looked like it was made of copper, but it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
And I had to put it in like a mixture of water and some vinegar in there to like.
Did it make it brighter?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. There's a lesson there. Okay, and the lesson is if you want some things to be shiny bright, all you need is water and a little bit of vinegar. It helps for cleaning bathrooms and kitchens, too.
Yeah. All things.
Yeah. Now, Find your good memory. Keep it. Okay?
And water by itself will not make it shiny and bright unless
nope.
It's just really dirty.
That's right.
But the wear and tear was inside of the coin at that point.
Yeah.
So I had to put vinegar in there to help the water.
Water. You're right. Find your good memory. Okay? Jesus is there somehow. Let your good memory be the occasion for remembering Jesus is with you.
Hey. I mean, he's always here.
Yeah, right here. That part's not easy, but it's important to do. Jesus is always with you. Jesus always loves you. It's important to remember that. Okay? Especially when we feel lonely and hurt or bad. Okay? Let's pray. Blessed Jesus, we thank you that you do bring so much good into our lives, good things and good people. It's so easy for us to focus on stuff that's not so good. But help us, O Lord, to focus on good stuff. Help us to focus on you. And help us to find in the good stuff the things that you want us to do for you. Hear our prayer. Amen. Now, guess what today is? It's Noisy Coin Sunday. Would you help your brother on this side? Two of you on this side.
It's Bucket Day.
All the way the other side. Yeah. Did you make that? Or somebody make it for you? You did. That's okay. It's pretty. Well, somebody made it. Yeah. It's beautiful. Is it also a unicorn?
It is a unicorn.
Okay, I couldn't. Because of the hair, I couldn't see the horn. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Wally keeps trying, but she keeps going her own road. Thank you both. Sometimes even big people get lost. I don't know if you heard the little ones say, "We got lost," taking up the offering. Sometimes the big people get lost too. I think we're ready, Martha.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you give us so much in our lives, including the gift of each other, including the gift of laughter and smiles. You bless us in ever so many ways, and from those blessings we bring our gifts. Take us, take our gifts, use all, O Lord, for the glory of your kingdom. Hear our prayer. Amen. Hymn of preparation for this morning is number 98. Amen. Beautifully sung. You may be seated. It's about being humble, okay? Humility isn't about embarrassing ourselves or putting ourselves down. Humility is about being honest. When we think about being honest, most often we think in terms of, well, I have to be honest about what I've done wrong, what I can't do. No. We have to be honest about what we can do. We have to be honest about where we're strong. As a line from an old Western movie put it, we have to identify those places where we can say to God, this is who I am, no brag, just fact. And God will know if we're lying. Holiness is about being totally open to God. It's about making room in our lives so God can be present and work in us and through us. If we want to know holy, we have to know Jesus. Holiness made Jesus who he is. Holiness is how Jesus lived. The breath of holiness breathed through Jesus. There are no barriers between God and Jesus. That's the way God wants to be with us. Jesus is about being totally accessible to God. I'll get the words out. There are no barriers between them. Nothing stands between them. The wind of the Spirit blows freely in and through them. That's what holy is all about. Nothing gets in the way. Nothing gets in between. The total awesomeness of God is there. The total of our humanity is there. Jesus in God, God in Jesus, holy. Okay. We lose so much in translation. Okay, the word translated most often in Scripture as spirit is breath. What would it mean for us to inhale God? Take that deep breath. God's here. Holy is about us making room in our lives for God. It's about us making room in our lives for God in our neighbor. Ouch. Oh God, help me see you in my wife. Oh God, help my wife to see you in me. I would tell you about a for sale sign I read yesterday, but I can't clean it up enough, and it'd still be funny. What will it mean for us to see God in the people we meet? What will it mean for us to see Jesus in the people we meet? I can't give you the answer to that. You'll know it when it happens. What will it take for us to make room in our lives for our neighbor? Holy is about us living like the heavenly kingdom is already here. It's about us deciding what we really need for the kingdom. It's about us deciding what we are going to leave behind. It's about changing ourselves for the better. It's doing it from the inside out. I love my grandmother, my mother's mother. As far as I'm concerned, Lena King is still a saint. She was a saint when she was breathing, and she's a saint now that she's gone on. But she had a habit that I've learned. She's a very anxious person, and I can be very anxious too. And she would give her anxiety and her worries to God. Then she'd snatch them right back. That's one gift I wish Lena hadn't given me. Holy is about changing ourselves for the better. It's about doing that from the inside out. You like my look this morning? I decided I'd add a little color. And my wife let me out the door. As I said before, holy is about being humble. Holy is about being awake. I was concerned about using that word, okay? Because our culture and politics have messed with it. I don't want to sleepwalk through life. God says to us, wake up. Jesus shows us what it's like to wake up. We mess with the notion of being awake in outrageous ways. Somebody went to Buddha once. His life had started touching millions of people, thousands, millions of people. Okay? And someone asked him, who are you? What are you? And his reply was, I am awake. What did Jesus do? Jesus came to wake us from our spiritual sleep. Jesus was awake. You notice Scripture doesn't describe him as sleeping very much. When everybody else was sleeping, what was he doing? He was having a chat with Dad. He was praying. Holy means that we are aware. Doesn't mean that we're hiding from things. It means we're aware. Holy is about realizing we are not our own. It means we know we can't make it through life by ourselves. It means we realize we are just as human and just as needy as every other person. It means we do for others not only what we want them to do for us. It means we do for others what we want God to do for us. Puts a very different spin on generosity. Holiness and being holy is realizing that nothing is ours. It's all God's. We are God's, and that means for God to use us for the kingdom. God doesn't reduce us to a thing. What God does is makes us into an experience of His kingdom. Holy is keeping things simple. The only time on our trip that Susie and I had difficulty was when one or the other of us complicated things. So often we do that, and so unnecessarily. Holy is keeping things focused. Holy gets rid of the clutter of every kind, not just outside. Holy gets rid of the clutter inside. That means the clutter of ideas, philosophies, theologies, doctrines, institutions, culture. Just to name a few. Not just outside. Holy gets rid of the clutter inside. Our house is such a mess. We moved to a smaller house. It was a big mistake. We should have moved to a bigger house. No. The decision was a good decision, just not easy. Decluttering oftentimes is not easy. Holy means we get past ourselves. Holy chooses pleasures that please God. Okay? I drive my wife nuts. In many ways, but especially with this one. I want to get 6 25-gallon stone jars. And I want to keep them filled with water. So when Jesus comes back and he wants to party, I'll be ready for him. I see smiles. I'm not getting the laughs I hoped for. What do we expect when Jesus comes back? Holy does no harm to self or to others, even if that harm feels good when we're doing it. We had that bit of that conversation this morning. In other words, holy is not decadent and self-indulgent. Okay? I'm going to be arrogant and show off. How do you like my coat? Yeah? Camel hair. Okay. $6.95, Goodwill. Makes it even better. What will it mean for us to be holy? And notice I'm not saying you, I'm saying us, all of us together. What will it mean for us to be holy? What will it mean for us to be barrier-free with God? We can't say it's impossible because nothing is impossible with God. We can say we're rootless. We can say we're dry. We can say we're brittle. We can say we're lifeless. However, we can still be holy. There was this dried-up bush out in the desert 3,000 years ago. No, because it still was stuck in the ground. And it burst into flames. It didn't burn up. It became holy. And God became present to Moses through the bush. Jesus died on a cross. cross wasn't anywhere near as neat as this one. It was roughed out lumber, left splinters in it on purpose. He was dead and buried. God raised him up. The Spirit of holiness engulfed Jesus. Now God comes to us through Jesus, the one who was dead, but who lives again. So now what about us? Will we let the Spirit of holiness breathe through us? Take a deep breath, folks. Take a deep breath. What are you going to do with it? Amen? Thank you. Our closing hymn for this morning is 364, Because He Lives.
Please join me for the benediction on the back. O Lord, you never weary of doing us good. Let us never be weary of doing service for you. You take pleasure in blessing your servants. Let us take pleasure in the service of our Lord. Oh, fill up all that is wanting. Reform whatever is amiss in us. Nurture us to spiritual maturity. Let the witness of your pardoning love ever abide in all our hearts.
Amen.
Just a couple announcements to highlight. May 19th is going to be our recognition Sunday. There are forms in Linda's hands, and we want those filled out by May 5th and returned. High school graduation, college graduation, or trade school is what we're looking for. Also, there's a notice that Manchester Rummage UMC is having a rummage sale, and Jim has something.
Good morning, everyone. As the Rev has announced, we're going to do some major work here next Saturday. But if anybody's got any time after coffee this morning, we've got to clear all that out up there, and would appreciate some help. We've got to take pews out. That'll be us tomorrow. And to get this lift in and up. So we got major ceiling tile, ceiling fans. We're going to fix that chip plaster up there if it'll reach. We're going to fix lights. We got burned out, bad sockets. So we got a lot of work in here. So we're trying to get a jump on it. And bear with us. It'll all be better when it's done. So if you can stay and help, we got to take all the chairs out, take all the altar gear out, the communion rails out of the way, and prepare for major. So thank you.
Oh, and you'll have to move the mirror.
What's that?
You'll have to move the mirror.
Yeah.
In case you didn't notice, there's a mirror. Okay, in front of the pulpit. It's the sermon without words. It's the sermon without words. And thank you, Linda, for helping with it. Get coffee. Come back in here and move stuff.